Good morning. I am not an expert on torture, but I can conceive of this one. Give the prisoner a huge lead weight to hold above his head. He or she may be heroically managing to hold it up for a while, but the point of the exercise would still be achieved. It would sap all the strength out of them. There are no prizes for succeeding in holding it up. Indeed, there's a prize for failing, namely that you save your strength. Daft though it seems, we voluntarily set ourselves this torture. We carry weights and burdens over us till we collapse physically or mentally. People dump weights on us all day long, and we're only human. We're not machines. We're not made of non-stick Teflon. However, we do have brains to sift out which burdens are necessary and which burdens are unnecessary. Laying burdens down is an art form, and it richly repays itself. So don't accept unquestioningly the burdens that other people impose on us. You decide which crosses to carry and which ones to lay down. Burdens can be disposed of by confrontation, compromise, doing nothing, letting go, biting your lip, in lots of ways. Each case has to be decided in its own merits. But the point is that we do not need to carry unnecessary weights on our shoulders. Burdens can also be shared with others and therefore halved. And best of all, Jesus invites us to bring our burdens to him. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy fitting, making burdens light. The picture there is of two oxen yoked together for ploughing. The stronger, older one helps the weaker, younger, inexperienced one. That's like Jesus and us.